Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Good morning. I was talking with Anna, and we were trying to think when we last came to Downs Baptist Church, and it was, I think, about three years ago. Dave reminded us it was 3 years ago, and our first connection with Downs Baptist was through Malcolm and Dawn, and that was quite a number of years ago. So it's been lovely to... We're sorry we haven't been, you know, back recently, but it's lovely to be with you today. So we're going to update and share with you, I think. That's okay, Bob. Just to, while we get that, the PowerPoint sorted, to let you know a little bit about the project. So Anna and myself are based in Ecuador, near... the capital. Anyone know what the capital of Ecuador is called? For 10 points. It's not a quiz evening, but Quito. Yeah, so we are based in a little town called El Tingo, just about 20 minutes away from Quito, the capital. Ecuador is it's a beautiful country in terms of the natural side of things. You know, the nature, the mountains, the rivers. It's got three kind of types of land to it. You've got the jungle area, what we call the Oriente, the Andes, and then the coast. And then there's the Galapagos, the famous Galapagos Islands that belong to Ecuador. So Anna and myself, we are involved in a project called Mano y Mano. That's the name of the foundation, which means hand in hand. And we've been there for about 20 years. Next year, I can't believe it, that where the time goes. 20 years we've been out there, and my Spanish is still rubbish, which is a terrible admission after 20 years. We're mainly involved, or we have been over the years, in like an after-school project, working with children, young people, but that's also included working with families in the community, and schools, and a kind of fairly wide range of different things. We're in the process now where we are a little bit of a crossroads. After 20 years, we're thinking, what are the next steps for us in terms of our work there? And so we're kind of in that process, and we value your prayers as we think, what's the next way ahead? You know, the next steps that we need to be taking in terms of the project. At the back, we've got a kind of short, a small stand with some photos and some things going on there. Just wondering. It's not now. No, keep talking. Okay. So as I said, we've our primary work has been like with 6 to 12 year olds doing in a kind of after school project, offering things like computers and English, sports, cooking, different activities that they would perhaps they wouldn't do at school, but they can do in the foundation. And so just to create a different kind of atmosphere. School is very kind of regimented or you know, massive classrooms, and they often get very bored very quickly. And so the foundation, we try and offer something different, a different environment. We're grateful to God that the way he's provided for us over the years, we've got a beautiful space that we can use. We've been able to build like a hall similar to this kind of size, which has been fantastic. New classrooms that were built just after COVID, and a new toilets, a new basketball court. And we're just in the process of, where our office and computer room were, we've knocked that down because they were very old buildings, crumbling, not very safe. So we, a couple of years ago, we knocked them all down, built new foundations. We've put the metal, what do you call them, supports ready to go, and roof. So we're in the process of trying to complete that. We've got to raise something like 30,000 or something like that, and we're trying to bit by bit raise finance to complete that bit of the project. So that will be good when we get that done. Like anything, in 20 years, you face ups and downs in life, don't you? Everyone does. You know, things that when things go really well, and when things also sometimes are a struggle and difficulties, but we're grateful to God the way he's been so faithful. And he's provided, not just, you know, in terms of financially, but people he sent along at the right time to help us in different ways. And so we really acknowledge that God is the one who's been able to keep us going. If it was humanly, you know, we would perhaps after a couple of years, we would have packed it all in and come back to England. Yeah. But God is good, isn't he? Yeah. And he is faithful. Yes. And he's the one that has encouraged us in so many different ways. I think I just want to mention one of the things that we enjoy doing is writing as well. And this a few months ago, wrote a short book called Life is a Donut. It's not about donuts or cakes or pastries, but it's about what is the centre of our life. From whom do we operate? You know? And just as jam, usually, unless it's an American donut, jam is in the center of a normal donut. How Christ has got to be in the center of our lives, and how that affects our motives, how it affects our attitudes, how it affects our trust, how it affects our radicalness, how it affects so many things. So we've got a few of these books if you're interested. It's called Life is a Donut. Okay, but again, don't read it expecting to find out about pastries or anything like that. So that's just to let you know about that. I think, are we?
We have to shut it down.
Okay.
Excuse me, we're new here. Could you possibly tell me the name of your organization?
Yeah, so we're called Mano y Mano. Mano y Mano, which means translated kind of hand in hand.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, sorry if I didn't mention that. Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
there you go. Well done. Modern technology. Let's see if I can move it on. Okay, so that's our logo. Well done. So, yeah, these are some of the children. You can see the works behind it, what I was sharing about, but these... beautiful kids that we've had the privilege. This is the, if you like, the recent generation. I'm going to show you one or two photos of past students who've been in a part of Mano y Mano. So this is actually from last, this Christmas just gone. I know we're kind of starting to think about, well, perhaps you're not, but Christmas coming. But this is Anna sharing the Christmas message with the children. There they are. This is Alice behind her sister Evangeline, and then Dominica in third place. In January, we connected to an organization called Living and Learning, and they put groups from the States who come, and they kind of send them to different projects, foundations, and we've got a link with them. And they sent this group of teenagers from America, and they came to us for a whole day, and they worked with us, helping with a school that we're connected with called Azrael School, Christian School, and they came, brought their students and the Americans intermixed with them. It's quite interesting because the Americans couldn't speak Spanish and a lot of the children couldn't speak English, but somehow they managed to connect and find a way to kind of, and it was a great day. Good morning. And we did face painting and lots of different sports and activities. And then in the afternoon, our children from the project came, and again, the Americans mixed with them and spent time with them. This is the new classrooms that were built just after COVID. And so we've got two big classrooms and a kind of kitchen and toilets in the corner. A nice green area for games and sports, where the photo I showed you of Anna talking the Christmas message was in the big hall like this. So we've got a good space to work with. Some of the children doing some chalking on the pavement. Unfortunately, when it rained, it all washed off. But just they were very creative, got good skills. And yeah. This is the school Azrael we were telling you about. It's in the same town. We're in a town called El Tingo. And this school operates in El Tingo. And we've been going in, working with year, I think, 5, 6, and 7. Small classes, but again, a good opportunity to share God's word and to talk about values and things like that with these children. And this is year 8, and again, just about 10 or so young people, but again, it's been good to work with them and get to know them. Saying one of the things that we are encouraged about is meeting past students. Sarah here has come from like a lot of the children, you know, difficult, tough backgrounds, early life, but she persevered and she's now in the police. And one day she came in with all her guns and walkie-talkies. Her boss was outside in the police car. And it's lovely to be able to see, you know, some of these children going on in their life and making a go of things from such difficult backgrounds. So this is Sarah. This is Karen, who with her son Sebastian. Karen, again, was one of the first ones who came to us in 2006. She's now involved in dentistry and stuff like that. And again, so it's been good to keep in touch with some of this is Samuel and David, who just before Christmas contacted us and said we've got some drinks and snacks we want to bring to the foundation because we remember what you know you've done with us and the work you've done, and we want to give something back. So that was really great that former students are still remembering us. They live really near to the project, and they brought these kind of goodies so that we could share with the present children. This is red, we've got Salvador again, who came to us as a 7-year-old. He's about now 21. And we've kept in touch with him, his brother Joel on the right, his friend Diego, and then another Dave. And Salvador and Joel, they lost their father this year. And it's been quite a tough time, particularly for Joel, it's affected him. So value, if you can remember these names, pray for Salvador as he looks as well for work or going into further studies for Joel, who's kind of gone in on himself. So just pray for these young lads. We would appreciate that. In March, we had, another group from the States, trainee medics and doctors, so we could open the project up and invite families from the community to come for an MOT, not an MOT, but a medical health check. So it was great to be able to use the project in these and have this medic team come in. One of the things, because the language barrier, we had a college called Montevello who sent their older students to help translate. So that was really great. So they were using their gifts and skills and helping in the terms of translation. There's Gustavo and his sister Getting a blood pressure check. At the end of the weekend, the students from Montevello took on the medics. It was carnival time, and in Ecuador, everyone goes kind of crazy. So they were just having a battle with this stuff called karaoke. Some of the team. This is the new building we're talking about, the new classrooms we're trying to get done. And so we've made some progress over the last couple of years, but it's taking a little bit longer than we had hoped. You can see, so the idea is to have an office and then some classrooms in an L shape. This is where we're at on that kind of scale of things. Talked about the donuts and about where we are in terms of our personal journey and the decisions we need to make for the way forward. So thank you. If you would like to know any more about the project, and then we've got some leaflets at the back, do have a look at the board, speak to Anna. If you would like to have updates, then we please. Muchas gracias, that's it. Yeah, your pronunciation's better than mine. Yeah. So I think that's it. Yeah, if you'd like to know about how you can support us, then please again speak to us.